I've been attending my son's basketball tournaments this week. I've watched a lot of basketball games in the last 7 days. It's bittersweet because it means the end of the basketball season, and I really enjoy watching our boys play. There is a phrase that you've probably heard that says, take one for the team. In basketball, there's a play in which a defensive player plants his feet firmly under the basket and stands still like a solid wall. I may not be explaining this as well as a coach or someone that knows basketball well could do, but from what I can see, the play is called a charge. And what you want to happen is you plant your feet, you look straight on to the guy with the ball from the other team that's coming toward you, and you don't move, and he has to run into you to try to get to the basket. If you do it correctly, you get a charge called, which is a very coveted thing to do. I guess it's difficult to do it correctly. If you do it incorrectly, you get fouled. But if you do it correctly and you stand there still, straight on, don't move, your feet are planted before he gets down to you with the ball. He runs into you, and the offensive player is called with a charge. And the crowd goes wild. That's called taking one for the team. You purposely allow someone from the other team to run into you, knocking you over for the good of the team. I thought of that phrase when this week I was speaking with someone I hadn't seen in many years, and we were talking on Messenger, and the girl was very, very, very upset. She's very upset. She's been very hurt and was very, very mean to me about my life choices and things like that. I wasn't at all personally hurt by her comments because I could tell that all of her pain was spilling out onto me. She's not personally angry with me. She's pretty much mad at the whole world because of bitterness, because of things that have happened in her past that she has not been able to reconcile. And all of that pain came out in personal insults against me and who I am and my life choices, even though we haven't spoken to each other in probably 20 years. Now, those things happen. Let me ask you, friend, when someone, maybe someone you love, maybe a family member, spouse, child, parent, coworker, neighbor, it happens. You are in the way of their pain, and you get to be targeted with all the insults, possibly the cursing, the negative comments, the untrue statements. It's happened to all of us. But I'm wondering, are we willing to take one for the team? Paul asked the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 6, could you not rather take wrong? Could you not rather allow yourself to be defrauded? Now, in context, he's talking to them because they're going to court, Christians against Christians, instead of just allowing the church to care for it. And he's saying, couldn't you just take one for the team? If the unsaved want to, you know, vilify you and treat you wrong, don't you realize that someday, Paul says, you and I as Christians will be ruling with Christ on earth in the millennium? We don't need to be going before unsaved judges and courts and taking each other to court. It's just not right. I'm not talking about lawsuits. Right now, I'm just asking the question that Paul asked because it goes through my mind often. Could you not rather just cake wrong? How we react when we're mistreated really shows a lot about how we feel about Christ. It's hard to take wrong when you're being lied about, you're being yelled at. Sometimes it's embarrassing. Sometimes people are trying to ruin your reputation in front of others. These things happen. Sometimes it's just a blow up. But if we can step back and be a little more objective and just take one for the team, or in other words, take one for the Lord, we've mistreated others. We're no better. Just remember what Paul asked. Could you not rather take wrong? That's what I was thinking this week. I did not let myself reply in a mean way to her venom, to the message, to the unfair accusations. But oftentimes I have gotten my feel bads hurt, and I have responded defensively. And I don't want to be that way. I want to grow up. I want to be a more mature Christian. I want to be a soft place to land for someone that's hurting, even if it's directed at me. If I react correctly in love, then someday, possibly that person would feel free to come to me and let me help them in a difficult time. Maybe they'd remember me as a friend and someone that they could come back to, someone who still wanted to keep communication open. I hope that we'll be willing to take one for the team. I hope that we'll be willing to be mistreated and not have to make it all about us. I've done this wrong so many times that I want to grow up. I want to do it correctly. I want to respond in love. I want to pray for others. I want to be the big sister, the one who can handle the pain for future relationships' sake, but more than that, for Christ's sake. This week, friends, let's love God by loving others. Walk in love. Have a great week.